You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Cut to the Race podcast, just for you on Christmas Day, because we know how boring it's going to be with lockdowns across the world and especially in the UK where you can't even see your family that usually bore you to death today. As I'm sure you are well aware, we have only just started this podcast in 2020, so we were not professionals when we begun this. We didn't even have microphones.
Hello and welcome to what is the intro, the first episode, the very beginning of something incredible.
Callum, on the first episode, thought that it was going to be cool if we fell out.
Probably going to fall out with each other a little bit, so that'd be pretty cool.
And we had some absolutely hilarious moments when recording this show, such as Callum's new merch turning up unexpectedly.
Shop. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I'm really surprised at the quality, to be fair.
And for those who hadn't realised, the joke was Callum trying to show us the merch whilst on webcam to us without looking like a complete plonker.
Oh, no!
I've never heard Matt laugh like that.
Callum doesn't know what we're laughing.
Oh shit.
I've just seen it.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much for our panel today, Emma. Thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure as always. Sorry, I'm actually crying.
Maybe we need to put ourselves together.
Who's for Abba?
Oh, my mascara's running now. Look. Oh, my God.
That's what? No. Matt, thank you.
And even I forget the name of the Formula Nerds.
One.
Welcome along to the Cut to the Chase podcast by the Formula...
No, just
you know how many times I've
wrong.
Said this?
Two.
Welcome along to the Cut to the Race podcast. It is... flipping out. Right. Come on.
Three.
Welcome along to the Cut to the Race...
Four.
Welcome along to the... Does anyone else want to introduce it this week? Don't forget to join the podcast group, which is Formula...
the Formula...
You try doing this.
Probably going to fall out with each other a little bit, so that'd be pretty cool.
I have to try and link bloody Bottas.
Oh, God!
Fucking tracks. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
That was the most difficult show I've ever hosted.
Thank you. Welcome to the Cut to the Race podcast by the Formula. I love you, man. That was beautiful. We're changing our name.
I am not editing anything. I'm putting this up straight. No coke, no mixers, no nothing. This is straight.
When we tried to sing along with Lando, the internet had a very, very different idea for Matt over in the States.
Moving up and down, side to side like a roller coaster.
I'm moving up and down, side to side like a roller coaster.
Moving up and down, side to side like a roller coaster.
And the lag is amazing. Oh, bless our poor transatlantic friend.
And personally, one thing I've really loved is throwing Matt completely under the bus with a subject that he hasn't got the numbers for.
What are they going to do for next year if you compare the two figures?
What are the two figures? I don't have those in front of me.
Okay, I'll start that again.
Please, you said it. I was like, I don't have the numbers.
I didn't have them on my screen, so I thought, oh, I sent them to Matt earlier. He should know.
And what they call CFDs, which are the computer fluid dynamics. Damn, I have to find it if I'm going to say this. I don't have the numbers in front of me about how many wind tunnel runs they do. Using smoke and water, just computer. Damn, it's hard to even put in layman's terms. One more try. Damn, that's 2022. My notes are all running together.
But don't worry. They really enjoy making my life difficult as well.
It's time this week to, you put me off when you yawn, Kel.
Oh, well, that's more your problem than mine.
We've got a special guest on the show.
Are we doing Perez or interview?
Interview. It's time to get into our interview. We'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. Hello from the other side.
It was quite a good fight, wasn't it?
Not really.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll move on.
And we've made it very easy for people to understand quite what's behind Formula One.
4 seconds is the time that it takes for F1 cars to accelerate to 100 miles an hour and get back to zero again.
I think the only other way I could do that is jumping out of an airplane and hitting the ground.
That's brilliant.
Matt, do you know what Sebastian Vettel's favourite hobby is?
Making me defend him week in and week out on this podcast.
I was listening to an interview with him. His biggest passion in life is gardening and farming.
I have never felt more distant from my hero than I do at this moment because I hate both of those things.
He comes in really, really hot through the pits and he runs into the pit box. He essentially runs the mechanic over.
I came in like a racing point.
What an idiot.
However, despite the jokes from our American friend, we've always had the upper hand.
And also, let's appreciate the fact that we're talking with an American here who actually values truth and numbers and the facts. That is frankly refreshing. So I applaud.
We're going to court, guys. We're going to court. We're going to win this election still.
This is a huge moment for us as a country. You get to fling a criminal out of public office. That's me. The best. I've got the best words. The best.
Has Donald Trump actually got off the golf course yet? Does anyone know?
Oh yeah. Oh, the man who, in fairness, people criticise him for spending his time on the golf course. Thank God he does, because imagine if he spent all that time in office making more bad decisions. Play as much golf as you like, Mr. Trump, you carry on.
What's beautiful is sometimes the panel don't realise when I've pressed the record button before we start the show, and you just get quality conversations such as this one.
When I was in Morocco and we were walking along the marina, some local approached Tom and said that he would give Tom 100 camels for me.
See?
He wanted to purchase me, and I turned around and said, you really can't afford me, mate. Sorry, 100 camels ain't going to cut it. And I was like, I said to Tom, I said, what are you going to do with 100 camels? He said, I don't know. He thought it was a fair deal, and I'm like, excuse me?
For a fun fact, would you like to know what the cost for a camel is in Saudi Arabia right now?
Yes, we race as one.
Camels start at about $55,000 or 40,000 pounds.
Really?
Shit.
That may be racing camels, but...
what? That's a racing camel?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. If you think we're not eventually expanding into camel nerds, you have another thing coming.
Hold on. I just need to look up racing camel and then we'll start.
From all of us here at the Formula Nerds, Merry Christmas, and we'll be back very soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.